We must all be born again, and yet again, and again. We should like to live a little longer, just as we should like £50. That is, we should take it if we could get it for nothing. But that sort of idle liking is not will. It is amazing, considering the way we talk, how little a man will do to get £50. All the £50 notes I've ever known of have been more easily earned than a laborious sixpence. But the difficulty of inducing a man to make any serious effort to obtain £50 is nothing to the difficulty of inducing him to make a serious effort to keep alive. The moment he sees death approach, he gets into bed and sends for a doctor. He knows very well at the back of his conscience that he has rather a poor job and had better be remanufactured. He knows that his death will make room for a birth, and he hopes that it will be a birth of something he aspired to be and fell short of. He knows that it is through death and rebirth that this corruptible shall become incorruptible and this mortal put on immortality. Practice as you will on his ignorance, his fears, and his imagination with bribes of paradises and threats of hells, there is only one belief that can rob death of its sting and the grave of its victory, and that is the belief that we can lay down the burden of our wretched little makeshift individualities forever at each lift towards the goal of evolution, which can only be a being that cannot be improved upon.